This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we come to the close of our study of Dr. Luke's perspective in the Gospel of Luke, I'd like to focus on chapter 24. Prior to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Luke recorded the many times Jesus predicted that he would die and then arise from the dead to be a living Savior. The sense you get when reading these accounts is that the disciples seemed not to tune in to what he was saying. They were focused on what they were expecting, deliverance from the yoke of Roman control of their land and people. If they tuned into anything, it was his prediction that he would be killed, and that was too traumatic to accept. It's clear they didn't even hear about the resurrection. When his death did take place, their dreams and hopes were shattered. On top of that, they were afraid to be identified as his disciples, feeling their lives were threatened. Then it happened. First, the women went to the tomb and found it empty, and an angel told them Jesus was alive. Then a couple of the disciples ran down to check out the report. It was true, Jesus' body was not there. Later that day, Jesus did appear to Simon. I'd like to do a chapter study focusing on verses 13 to the end of the book. I'm giving this section the title, He Opened Their Minds. For the key verse, I chose 27, and beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. More on this in our next visit. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.